بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. You might find it Q&A on Islamic Beliefs in our website, iranradio.ir. I am Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In the 12 Shia Imams, the belief in imamate is a fundamental article of faith, and it is believed by them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected or appointed 12 imams. So why were the imams appointed and why number 12 was selected for them? Some people might say it has roots in the religions before Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, this and that companion of these prophets were 12 or so. So is it true? If yes, why? If no, why?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni, agree that when it comes to prophethood, it's not something decided by the people. I mean, the prophets are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not something left to the people to, for example, vote for different candidates and then choose a prophet. And the reason is that a person who is going to be a prophet, he needs to have some criteria, some features, when it comes to knowledge, when it comes to righteousness, which, I mean, we call it isma, infallibility. So these features are only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why it is only God who appoints people as the prophets. According to the Shia, the same philosophy, the same reason applies to imamate.
All right.
So the imams are going to continue the main responsibility of the prophet that is guiding the people after the demise of the prophet. So the imams are also, need to be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not even the personal decision of the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet is introducing Imam Ali alayhi salam as he is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha ar-rasul balligh ma unzila ilayk. The verse which is related to Ghadir Khum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the prophet says that, O prophet, preach what was revealed to you. Which
yes.
means that appointment of Imam Ali alayhi salam is something commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So that is why, as I mentioned, the features of the imams, for example, regarding knowledge,
yes.
regarding infallibility, people have no idea about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that people can decide about.
We have Quranic reference.
Yeah, sure.
That Prophet Muhammad selected Imam Ali alayhi salam based on divine order. Qadir Khum even took
yeah,
place.
Yeah.
So many ayahs of the Quran. Ayatul Ikmal is over there. Today
exactly.
I have completed your religion, you know, and so many other things.
Yeah.
So, that was just the starting point. I mean, not only Ali was selected, but also the successors of Imam Ali too.
Yeah, so as for the question, why they are selected by God, as I mentioned, the same philosophy that all Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni,
okay.
say regarding the prophets, the same applies to imamate, and this is the Shia understanding of imamate, which is very much different from caliphate in
yes.
our Sunni brothers' viewpoint.
Okay.
Now, about the number of 12, first of all, I think the same question can be mentioned about the number of the prophets. So the famous idea is that we have had 124,000 prophets. Why this number? Why not more, not less? Or for example, we have 114 surahs of the Quran. Why this number?
All right.
Or, I mean, the number of the verses, the number of, the prayers, why we have five daily prayers, mm-hmm. why morning prayer is two rakah, not three, why Dhuhr rakah is not five.
We do not still know the exact reason.
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, we cannot say for sure about yes. the main reasons for all these numbers. And if any number is mentioned, the same question can, be raised. So imagine if the imams were 14. One person might say that, why 14, not 12? Mm-hmm. So this is the first point, that for any number, the same question can be raised. But the main answer given to this question is that the number of 12 is explicitly mentioned in the both Shia and Sunni narrations. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that I'm adding Sunni next to the Shia. Yes, we have some Sunni narrations in the collections of hadith of our Sunni brothers and scholars, that this number of 12 is mentioned, and I will share some of them. So when we, as Shia, we do believe in 12 imams, it is because of the fact that it is mentioned in authentic narrations in both Shia and Sunni sources. Our dear listeners can, for example, refer to Usul al-Kafi, Volume 1, Kitab al-Hujjah, a chapter on Hujjah, Divine Proof. So let me share some narrations from Sunni sources. The Prophet says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْ لَا يَنْقَضِي حَتَّى يَمْضِي فِيهِمْ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ خَلِيفَةً. The religion of Islam will not come to its end until we will have, and you will have, 12 khalifa, 12 caliphs. Sahih Muslim, Volume 6, page 3. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يَزَالُ أَمْرُ النَّاسِ مَاضِيًا مَا وَلِيَهُمْ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ رَجُلًا كُلُّهُمْ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. Again, in this Prophet is referring to إِثْنَا عَشَرَ رَجُلًا, 12 men from Quraysh that will rule the people after him.
All right.
Sahih Muslim, again, Volume 3. And this notion is mentioned in many other narrations in Sunni sources in different versions, that the Prophet has mentioned that the religion of Islam will be firmed after him through إِثْنَا عَشَرَ خَلِيفَةً or إِثْنَا عَشَرَ أَمِيرًا and the similar wordings.
Yes.
So this number of 12 is mentioned in Sunni sources, and the Sunni scholars have tried their best to explain this number.
Okay.
What this number is referring to. Because we know that when it comes to Khulafa Rashidin that they believe in, there are only four, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not 12. If they are going to continue through the Umayyad caliphs, they are more than that.
Yes.
And among them, we have the most wicked people, like Yazid, for example.
Yes.
If we are going to talk about Banu Abbas, the Abbasid caliphs, again, they are more than 12. So there is, for Sunni scholars, this narration is mentioned, for example, in Sahih Muslim, in the most authentic books. On the other hand, the reality shows that there is no 12, according to their idea, mm-hmm. to apply this narration to. And the only way is the Shia viewpoint that these narrations are referring to 12 imams.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah. We
worship Allah and no one but Allah. Is there another hadith we can say in which the very names of the imams is mentioned, Shaykh?
Yeah, there are some narrations. In this case, we are talking
Prophet Muhammad, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We have some narrations from Shia sources. I would like to share one of them, for example. When the verse 59 of chapter Nisa was revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُذْ بِلَهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O the believers, أَتِيهُ اللَّهَ وَأَتِيهُ الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. obey Allah, obey the Prophet, and ulil amr, those with vested with authority. So the companions of the Prophet, they say that we know Allah, we know al-Rasul, but who are ulil amr? This narration is mentioned by Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. And the Prophet says, "Hum khulafa'i ya Jabir wa aimmatul muslimin min ba'di." O Jabir, these are my caliphs and the imams of the Muslims after me. Awwaluhum Ali ibn Abi Talib. This narration is one of the narrations in which the Prophet himself is referring to the imams, 12 imams, by names, one after the other. Thumma al-Hassan, thumma al-Husayn, thumma Ali ibn al-Husayn, thumma Muhammad ibn Ali al-Ma'ruf al-Tawrat bil-Baqir. The fifth is Muhammad ibn Ali, known as Baqir, satudrikuhu ya Jabir. O Jabir, you will see him, fa'idha laqitahu faqrahu minni as-salam. When you meet him, give my salam, greetings to him. And it happened. Later, Jabir narrates that I saw Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, and I passed the salam of the Prophet. Thumma Sadiq, and the narration goes on to mention all the imams by names. The other point is that in some narrations, we are told that the number of the 12 imams is similar to other things. For example, to the number of the leaders of Banu Israel after the Prophet. The Prophet says, "Inna iddat al-khulafa ba'di iddatu nuqaba'i Musa." The number of the caliphs after me are the number of the nuqaba, naqib, the leaders of different tribes after the time of Musa alayhi salam. Or for example, the number of the imams is the number of the month of the year. We have 12 months, so the same is true regarding the number of the imams.
All right.
After the Prophet. So these are just similarly mentioned in some narrations. And some narrations referring to the fact that, I mean, many other prophets, they had also 12 successors after them. So if I want to conclude, there might be some mysteries in this number of 12 that we are not aware of. But the point is that the main answer to this question is that we do believe in 12 imams because yes. This number is mentioned in the narrations of the Prophet, both recorded by Sunni scholars yes. And Shia scholars.
12 months we have in a year?
Yeah.
12 hours do we have, for example, in a clock, you know?
Yeah, what it mentioned in the narration, the simile is between like the 12, naqib, 12 leaders yes. In Banu Israel yes. Or 12 months mm-hmm. In a year. These are some similes mentioned yes. In the narrations to make sure that people understand that we have only 12 imams, mm-hmm. Not more, not less. It's, unfortunately, today, among the false claimants of Mahdism, we have some people who preach the idea yes. Of, for example, 24 imams. As I mentioned, we do believe in 12 imams because the Prophet has mentioned, mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, even the names of the imams, one after the other, is mentioned by the Prophet. And okay. Of course, the next yes. Imams, also in many narrations, they have referred to these number, and that is why we believe in this. Although, as I mentioned, there might be some mysteries that we are unaware of.
That's right. And we are awaiting the 12th one, Imam al-Mahdi. Sure. May Allah hasten his reappearance, sure. Inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi. The secret behind the number 12, the appointment of 12 imams, and why the imams were appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of the program, and Sheikh Karimi. For more information and also to download for free our other episodes, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن
يدخل الجنة من غير حزان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن